Blog Talk Radio. I don't know about the rest of you, but I love this time of the day. I love how the cool, crisp night air kisses the ground, leaving behind a gentle layer of dew. I love looking up into the night sky and seeing the moon shining down upon us like an old, trusted friend. I look forward to spending our Thursday nights here together on Blog Talk Radio as we travel together on this journey into the night.
I'm here with my co-host and partner in crime, Lisa Vandeveer. You want to say hi to everybody tonight, Lisa?
Good evening, everyone, and glad you're with us tonight. And we got a good show tonight, don't we?
Yes, we do. It should be lively.
Yep. Certainly.
It was lively in the pre-show stuff, so I can imagine how much fun we're going to have tonight. That's good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Lisa, I got to ask, how bad were the storms in your area yesterday? I was all panicked because Lisa is right in the line of all those tornadoes and everything. So did you come through those days?
Yes, in the Tupelo area, we didn't get anything much at all. We got a few thunderstorms, and that was about it. So we were glad about that. So, but thank you for checking on me.
Not to panic. I was on the news, and I saw that red and yellow stuff, and I'm like, yikes.
Yeah.
Or at least in my blue
eye. Yeah, it was close.
Well, we're not going to waste a lot of time because we have four very excited women tonight joining us. We're going to get hot tonight with the authors of City of Sin. The authors of City of Sin are joining us for an evening of sizzling conversation about their erotic books. We have Ursula Sinclair, Melissa Stevens, Tabia Dupree, and Savannah J. Ferrison. Each write books that will keep you turning the pages and coming back for more. Now, I've got the website link for their City of Sin and their Facebook link right here on the show. So go in there, hook up with them, and I'm sure you will not be disappointed. So now I'm going to go through all these little buttons and bring everybody back on, because we always put all our little guests in the little quiet room. I'll be bringing you ladies on one at a time. Here we go. There's one, two, three.
Hi.
And the last one, four. Hi, ladies.
Hi,
girl. How are we going tonight?
Hi.
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 Hi. Pretty good.
Okay, so which one's Ursula? Ursula, say hi so you learn your voice.
Hi. Hi, I'm Ursula.
Hi. Nothing like being up on the spot, huh? And then we have Melissa. You want to say hi, Melissa?
Yeah. Hello.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Here we go. And
I have
last but certainly not least, Savannah.
Hi, Savannah.
Hi.
Where'd you go, Savannah? You're down in the tunnel.
I'm in a tunnel.
It sounds like it for a second.
Now, Tabby has been with us twice already. She called in one night.
Yep.
And spoke to one of our guests, and then she was a guest before, so she's been with us before. So,
yeah,
she's an old hand today.
Yeah.
She's an old hand. She knows how to handle these.
Yeah, I'm just gonna giggle tonight, so it's okay.
Oh no,
okay.
You don't get away with that easy.
No.
Okay, now where are you from, Ursula? Where are you from?
I am from Fairfax, Virginia. Well, I'm not from there, but that's where I am. That's where I live right now. Yes.
Yeah.
Melissa,
how about
you? We went from.
I'm in Yuma, Arizona.
To 34.
Oh, 34. Okay. My goodness.
And Melissa's in Yuma, Arizona. Huh? You're out there being all
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we hit over 90 today.
Yeah, 90. Oh, my gosh.
I often tell people I live in the third circle of hell.
There you go.
Yeah,
I've been through Yuma many times. It's not nice out there.
That's from one extreme to the next. I was like 32 today, so yeah.
Okay, Tabia, how about you?
I'm in Maryland.
That was the air cold too.
Yeah,
it's we had a little bit of snow.
A little bit. Now, are you being sarcastic, or you one of those that got slammed real hard?
No, actually, it blew in and blew right out. So we were doing pretty good, but it was really it's really cold. It's about 30 some degrees, but the wind chill is really really bad.
Yeah. And Savannah, how about you? Where are you from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Well, I tell you what, we are scattered all over the country tonight.
We sure are.
Lisa's in Mississippi, and I'm in Southeast Texas, so we're just scattered everywhere. Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about your books. What would be able to let each one of you tell us at a time? Your genre you write, how many books you have out. You want to name a few of the books, anything special you'd like to share? We'll just go down my list. How you have it done, Ursula? You want to tell us first?
Well, I write. I actually write under two names, but under Ursula, I write new adult and romantic suspense, and I've got about I want to say 12 books. Under Ursula.
That sounds about right.
And then under my other name, under Laverne Thompson, I write contemporary fantasy, science fiction, paranormal romance, and I've got about 30 books, I want to say.
Wow.
27. Awesome. That'll be probably available now. But, yeah.
How long have you been riding?
Wow, you're a girl.
How long have you been riding, Laverne?
Oh, wow. My first book was published in 2009.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you've done a lot of riding in the last to have that many out. So that's awesome.
Yes.
Now, these all full length or some of them short stories? Are these all full length novels or some of them shorter stories?
They're both. Some are short and some are full length. It's about it's about half and half. Most of them are 50,000 words. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work. That is a lot of work.
Well, I had a lot to say.
Okay, Melissa, how about you? How about you, Melissa?
Oh, I write paranormal romance and contemporary romance. I've been writing since Ursula was first published. I started writing in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
My first book was published in 2012. I have 9 published so far.
Awesome.
Wow, good job. Awesome.
That's good.
Okay. Tadia, you want to let us know? Not you?
Sure. Let's see. I've been writing since 99. But I started in MSN communities. So I would create my own groups and write all kinds of really bad stories. Bad as in taboo. And I didn't actually publish until 2011, and I have 10 published. I have 10 published now.
Wow, that's good.
Wow, that's good. Okay, and Savannah, how about you?
I've been writing since I was 12, and my first book came out in 2007. And right about now, I have, I think, about 10 live books out currently.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's good.
Well, I knew you girls have been busy, because when I went on your different Amazon author pages to get your book covers, I had to spend a lot of work getting them ready for this slideshow. Good God, these girls write a lot of books. You know, you got to download them and then resize them and everything like that. And so whoever's watching the show on Blog Talk, you know, listening to it, they can see the slideshow. They'll have a whole bunch of neat pictures to look at of all your covers. So you guys have some really pretty covers. All of you do. All of you have some beautiful covers. So.
That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No problem. No problem. Okay. Tell us what the City of Sin is and how it got started. Who wants to take it?
Ursula.
Ursula.
It's your brainchild, isn't it, Ursula?
Yes. It's my brainchild. I spend a lot of time over the last few years in Las Vegas going to this convention that used to be in Vegas. And me being me, I start thinking in terms of stories, and I wanted to put a story and place it in Las Vegas, and I wanted to create this paranormal world based in Vegas, and I wanted to take that vibe that Vegas had, or rather maybe the myth of Vegas, how it was this mafia-controlled town, and instead of having, you know, mafia gangsters in control of it, make it a town where paranormals really controlled it. And they were the bad guys or the good guys or the ones that straddled the line. And humans had no idea what was really going on in Vegas. It had
That's
nothing to do
concept.
With gangsters
like
or monsters.
That.
So that was the whole premise. And I wanted to create this world, and I wanted people to come and play in this world with me. So I reached out to a couple of other authors and pitched them the idea. And Tabia was one of the first ones that I talked to about it, and then Savannah, and then Melissa. And so City of Sin was born.
So now it's just like a series, or explain it, what it's going to be. What's the idea of it?
Well, City of Sin, it's the Las Vegas is ruled by five what we call fractions, and the fractions are made up of supernatural, what we call them supernormals. Again, trying to be different because everyone knows supernatural. So that's kind of, it's so overused. So we kind of wanted to come up with something a little bit different. So we call them supernormals. And each fraction is composed of a different type of supernormal. Melissa's writing about dragons and weirs. And Tavia's writing about shifters, Tavia? Shifters and vampires. And I'm writing about vampires, angels, and fae. And Savannah's writing about genies. So we each sort of taken a fraction that we will sort of focus on, but there are these five fractions that compose, that really control Vegas. And they're the ones that do all the bad things that we've attributed to mobsters and gangsters over the years. It's really the vampires that went on killing sprees and were killing people. And so they had to cover it up some way. And the way they covered it up was this whole myth about these gangsters killing all these people, but it's really vampires. So
I love that idea. That's wonderful.
And what happened was that the angels kind of had to take everybody in hand and say, well, we can't have any of that going on. We can't have these bloodbaths anymore. So they kind of keep the fractions in check. And, of course, we have demons, too, that also exist in this world. And they kind of run around, and they're the mischief makers. And one of the things that pulls all the stories together is that there's this one demon now in town, and he is stealing, he's killing people, he's stealing souls. And we're focusing mostly on the supernormal world, because that is the world that Vegas really is. We're exposing, if you will, the world that exists behind the world that we see when we go to, us as normals go to Vegas. What we see is not what really exists. And so we're exposing that in the City of Sin. It's not an underbelly. It's kind of like, it's behind the veil.
Well, after seeing some of the people that wander around in Vegas at night, it wouldn't be a bit surprising.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right.
Some of the people you're like, holy smokes, you know. All types of Vegas, that's for sure.
Well, exactly. Some people walk around and you can swear that, you know, maybe they have their neck bitten and they're a little bit woozy and they can't understand. You know, it's like, it's more than just that maybe they had a little too much to drink. It's like there's something else going on. There's got to be.
I haven't experienced Vegas yet, so I guess I'm the only one of the group here that's not been to Vegas. So it sounds like I'm missing out.
You got to go to Vegas.
Vegas
is a world unto itself.
Exactly.
And it's a lot different when the sun's up and then when the sun goes down, too, because it changes its entire personality. You know? I could see where you could come up with that premise of the story because it is. It's like two different places during the day and then once the sun goes down. But yeah.
Right. It's a different place. Yes, exactly.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep,
interesting.
Yep. Now I got to know because of this. Is there also an erotic component to it, to your book?
Well, we've got some authors. I'll let Tavia take that one because we've got some authors that are that write erotica, very very spicy scenes. I'll let Tavia take that. Tavia.
Well, I've read some of Tavia's. I know she does.
Well, basically, we have 12 books. We have 12 books that's going to come out within this year, right behind each other. And the coolest thing about this world that we're collaborating on is that there's a little bit of everything for everybody. Yes, there are some books that will have more erotica than others. My books, of course. But but basically it's a tie-in where all of us are tying in all of our books together. So let's just say, for example, Risto, my character from my book Damnation, he's the largest character that's in that book, main character, he doesn't like Orion, who happens to be a character in Laverne's first book. And there's an angel in my... I'm sorry, yeah, her. I apologize.
Sorry, I had to
I just
that.
Happened I to see the word Laverne on my page here.
Yeah.
So they all just... And each book out of those 12 will have a crossover, and even if it's just a paragraph or two. But
we're encouraging everybody to start at the beginning and read the whole series.
That's the thing. You've got to read the whole series because it's think of it as watching a soap opera, and everyone lives in the same town, but they interact. So in order to get the whole picture, you have to read each book in the series. It's not so much it's a continuation, but there's certain things that will be happening in each book, and we will be pulling in some of the other characters, even if it's like Tavia says, it might just be for a paragraph. Or, you know, or a paragraph or two, but it's pivotal. And that's why it's a real collaboration because we really are the stories, we are reading each other's stories and we understand each other's characters and we're bringing them into our own stories as part of the world, because they're part of the world that we all live in.
As it would be, you
know,
yeah.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. Each person has their own plot line, but you guys are intermixing the plot lines, like you said, like a soap opera.
In some ways, it's a lot like a mini series where each episode encapsulates its own story, but the whole thing has one overarching plot line.
Yes.
Right.
So, do you sort of have to, say, like the first book is going to go into, say, the second book. Does the two authors, y'all, collaborate?
We have talked back and forth more times than I can count.
What we do is we talk about it. And, okay, my book goes first. And so I kind of introduce everybody to the world. And so what everyone else has done, they've read that and I've made adjustments with my first story for their characters and their stories, and so they've read mine, and so when they move forward with their stories, they will be able to integrate what happened in the first book and so on and so forth. So that's why each book, you know, you will recognize all
each book builds upon the
last. Exactly. So, well, because it builds, each book has its own story, but like Melissa said, there is an arc throughout this throughout the series, and you've got to read through them because to get to the end, there's a mystery involved, and the mystery is all of the missing fractions. Each fraction member, each fraction has people missing. And it's because there's this demon in town, and the demon is stealing these people, stealing souls is what he's doing. Yeah. And so that will go throughout all of the books. And then
it sounds like a fascinating process. Yeah.
Yes, and to get at the end, you've got to read through them to get at the end to understand mm-hmm. who, what, when, where, why, and how, you know,
mm-hmm.
to,
right.
to figure out what he's, who it is that's taking these people, why he's taking these people, and how he's going to be defeated.
Right. Hmm. Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds really
so
good.
So now, who is your favorite character so far? If you had to choose a favorite character, who would you choose? I don't care who asked me, anybody can answer.
So far, as I've been writing Risto for a while. So mm-hmm. right now, he's my favorite. But then there's also Benjamin, who's the second book.
Mm-hmm.
They're all exciting. And then it's like, because we collaborate, we read each other's stories. So you kind of mm-hmm. go for characters within the whole entire mega world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
just like with Ursula, and Melissa was saying, it's almost like a soap opera, and you have to see what's going to happen in the next chapter. You have to see what's going to
mm-hmm.
happen. Oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? If anything happens to Orion, is Risto going to do this? Or the dragon. There's a dragon? What happens with the dragon? You know?
There's three
right.
dragons.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many different. Exactly. And then we have
right.
angels. Angels actually in Sin City? Seriously? Okay. So that's why we call it the City of Sin. And
mm-hmm.
I'm, of course,
mm-hmm.
you're
gonna
have
so
much going on.
Anywhere you have sinners, you gotta have. For
sure,
angels.
There were
you gotta
angels
have angels
as well. That's right. There were some fallen angels.
Yeah,
you have to have the opportunity for redemption.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, it sounds like you got some interesting characters going there. I can see where it'd be a lot
mm-hmm.
of fun to write the story. I can see.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you come up with
yeah.
any? Do you have a reoccurring human person in there, or is it just basically your pararegular character?
Yeah, well, it's all the main characters and even some of the supporting characters, they're all super normals because we were trying really hard not to make it a human focus, because so many
okay.
other books that deal with this kind of genre tend to
mm-hmm.
be human focused, especially in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you read a lot of books with Vegas, and it's usually a human doing something, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we just wanted to stay away from that and create, so like
right.
a Harry Potter world where you know they're all the even though they're normals, but most of it is taking place at Hogwarts. So for us,
right.
Vegas
okay.
is we're showing you the real Vegas, and the real Vegas. It's not the world the humans think it is. The real Vegas is
mm-hmm.
run by vampires, demons. They're running around.
Mm-hmm.
In the real
now,
Vegas,
you know,
humans are servants and food.
Humans
so
are
they're,
food.
They're the ones actually working there. Then they could be your dancer up on the stage or the maid making
they,
your
yeah,
bed then. Okay.
Exactly. They're servants and food.
Mm-hmm.
You do
but there are some characters who don't know that they're super normal, so that would be
right.
amazing.
Hmm.
Yeah,
the
main characters are now we do have some of them might be half breeds, like half human, half whatever. So we do have that, but we don't
gotcha.
Focus on the human aspect of it as much
okay.
as we do the super normal aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds very interesting,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you really, the way you've got it set up, too, it opens you up for limitless ideas, you
exactly.
know, because of the simple fact that, you know, I mean, you don't have to worry about the norms and everything like that, because there is no norms for what you're writing, so you can just kind of
mm-hmm. we can do
go
what
for
we,
it, you know?
Yes. And that's
that
enough,
makes it
enough
fun.
Stuff.
That makes it fun.
Yeah,
you know when
yeah.
you can do that.
So I'm sure y'all, I'm sure you girls are very close now after working together like this, and continue to work together like this. I'm sure it
yes.
creates a great relationship.
Yeah, it sure
we
does.
Talk every day.
Sure
yeah, yeah,
we talk every day, and I'm the insomniac, so
They're getting messages from me at 3 o'clock in the morning while they're sleeping.
Okay.
So they wake up and messages.
We're ramping things up right now because we're trying to, you know, gain interest and momentum for the series, and so we can start lining up people to readers to do beta reading for us, and lining up ARC readers, because the first book will be available for pre-order in March. So we're trying to, and actually it's with the editor right now. So we're trying to have everything. I think the next one will drop a week after. So it's pretty much, or 2 weeks. So you'll get a new book every 2 weeks after the first one drops.
So have you finished the whole series? You've written the whole series?
No, not yet. Which is a good thing.
Because things change.
Things change.
Each of us have a different level as we write. And as Ursula has already sent one of her books to the editor, we have actually seen this story, and now we're like, okay, we're good. Next, what's going to, you know. So that's how, this is the best collaboration I've ever been in. It's the best. It's just great. You know, wow, an author with such good words. Great.
You know, so how many books are going to be in this series, you think? How many books are going to be in the
12,
series?
12.
12 and all. Okay.
Writing,
so that's not
going to
change.
Okay.
No,
that's
the coolest thing is we have the titles, and we have covers of all of our books.
Oh, cool!
Oh,
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
No, we've got everything's the titles, the covers, all that set. It's just a matter of plugging in the characters within the world and writing it, and we pretty much know what we're doing. The first two books are ready to go, and the second one, well, my second one is about halfway done, and it's funny because I have
a lengthy. I've got my second first draft done.
You got your second. Okay, she's way ahead.
I've got the first draft of my second done.
Okay, I will have mine done. I will have mine done by Monday. But it's funny because I had a lengthy conversation with Savannah a couple of nights ago because I wanted my characters to interact with her genie, but I was very careful, so I kind of stopped what I was doing and I waited so Savannah and I can talk about what I needed them to do and how her genie could fit in to what I needed them to do. And so I completely changed what I was going to do after having that conversation with Savannah. So kind of helping each other, you know, get the storyline going, but keeping the storyline, you know, consistent with everyone else's.
That's right.
So it's a real collaboration. It's not just us saying, okay, you know, this is City of Sin, right? A paranormal based in Vegas. It's not that at all.
Exactly.
These books are all connected.
It's a world.
Yes,
it's an entire world. And inside that world, you have rules, you know, and
we have
characters. It's just like living in the United States. It's like it's our world. So there's different everything. And that's exactly what's happening in the City of Sin. We have a Facebook page. It's City of Sin Collection, and we invite everybody to come and like our page because there is a little bit of role playing going on over there.
Yeah, our characters show up.
Right, Risto showed up. Tobias has showed up. You know, it's different characters, and you get to meet these characters actually before the books come out.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That sounds like y'all have really, y'all played it smart. You've not only are you writing books, but you're doing the promotional very smart too. So that's good.
Yeah, and what we're doing on what we're doing on the fan page on the Facebook City of Sin Collection fan page. What we're doing on there is not in the book. So what we're doing on there is really it's role playing. It's giving you a taste of the character, who the character is before you even read the character's story. So then you
That's
can get
smart.
Excited about the character in advance, and you know you can't wait for the storyline to come out because you want to go, what happens, you know, does he or she get her, his happily ever after, what the heck happens? So, you know, so we're kind of trying to take people on that roller coaster. So we started doing that. And if anytime anybody wants to get on there and ask any question of any of the characters or any of us, go for it.
That's
we're more than
smart.
Happy to answer.
Well, no, they might get
yeah,
well
like
if they ask. Depends on who they're asking the question.
Well, you know, Linda, you know, you and I did that with our characters. Remember, I interviewed one of your characters
and I
on my blog.
Her,
so, yeah, it was fun.
As of right now, we have 399 likes.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah, we just opened it up, what, 2 days ago, yesterday?
Yesterday
That's
morning, we have five.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yesterday,
yesterday morning is when we started.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So right now, it was $3.99.
As far as for your website and stuff, after tonight's show, I always make a YouTube video of the show with your all your pictures and the audio from the show into a YouTube video, and I put it on our YouTube channel. So you ladies will be able to get in there and embed it and put it on your website or whatever. So
neat.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is something different, and I think that's what's going to make it so popular is because it's a little different from the norm. And so, I mean, from the collaboration to the story premises are different from the norm. So I think that's what's going to make this a success. So that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all really.
And you're having fun. As long as you keep having fun with it, it's going to just get better and better. So,
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing when you were describing your world. Because have any of you ever watched the show Lost Girls?
No, I haven't seen Lost Girls. I've seen bits and
that's the one that talks about
commercial for it.
It's like a behind the scenes type thing. You know, they got the humans living their normal life, and then behind the scenes, you've got the fae and the the vampires and all that kind of stuff. And so I thought, oh my God, I love that show, so I know I would love your series.
Did you ever watch?
It sounds like you'd really like this. So.
Did you ever watch a show called Kindred, The Embrace?
No.
It was a show on, I don't even remember, maybe 90s, and it was about this world of vampires, and they were like the mafia. And so that's kind of where I got the idea from, of creating a world in Vegas, and it was run by a group of supernormals, and that's what was really going on in Vegas. So that was the idea behind this.
Yeah, it's
was called,
if you've got Netflix, go in and watch it, and you'll see what I mean, you know. So, like I said,
no,
if anybody's
been... look at Lost Girls.
Another one I really like on Netflix is Bitten.
Oh, that's
I
another good
one,
yeah.
Oh, is that the one? That one's a good one. That's werewolves, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other one is called Haven.
Hemlock Grove. Did you ever watch Hemlock Grove?
I've seen Hemlock Grove.
I've seen Haven.
That was awesome.
I can't handle that.
Haven is really
I tell you, the first time I
really
saw
creepy.
The first time I saw the transformation into the werewolf, I was like, oh, my God, I have never seen it done so well. You know, for something that wasn't a $20 million movie or whatever, you know, $100 million movie. it was spectacular, the transformation when the young man turns into the werewolf. And,
Yeah.
Elon Grove was awesome.
But, you know, it was totally gross. I have to say, you girls have missed something. You've missed Tavia's favorite monster, and that's the zombie.
OMG, not. Not.
So, how do you hide a zombie behind the scenes? You know, I just don't think it works.
There was some discussion of zombies.
I'm teasing Tavia.
There was.
I'm teasing her. Because she and I have had this discussion about The Walking Dead. She said she'd never get into it. And then she got into it a little bit, but I think she's gotten out of it now.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've watched it. It's like what we're doing. You can get into the characters, their world.
Mm-hmm.
But
right. Mm-hmm.
It was just too gruesome, gross. So I was done.
Right.
No, Lisa tried to get me into it too, and I've just never been interested in zombies. This is not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I had to throw that in there for Tavia. So.
Oh well. Now, which characters are the most fun to write? Which type?
I love vampires. So for me, the first book is about the vampire faction, and it's about it's called After Midnight, and it's about the vampire princess who meets her mate, and he happens to be a were. And her daddy, Dearest, is the lead vampire in Vegas. He's one of the oldest vampires on the planet. His name is Orion, and he hates weird. He has forbidden any interaction with them unless it's been sanctioned on pain of death. And here's this upstart weird who claims his daughter as his mate. So Orion is not going to be happy about that. But
it's sort of like
think Romeo and Juliet. So it's very much like that. And they meet.
It's not.
It's not
13 and 14.
What?
I think Romeo and Juliet, except not 13 and 14.
They're both in their 20s, and they're not quite as stupid as Romeo and Juliet were, so, you know, they're killing themselves.
Right. Oh, my God.
They don't do that. But
that wouldn't be too good around the kitchen table, dinner table, everybody sitting around. That would be a good guest invite.
No.
No.
Not one of those look who's coming for dinner guests, you know.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, who else has a favorite type of character? Which is vampires.
Well, my dragons are fun, but I have a Nephilim who was banished more than 3,000 years ago, and he figured out how to live stuck between worlds.
No. Oh.
And so everything now is new to him.
Ah, and
so we have to learn everything. He's a Nephilim.
Nephilim, okay.
Nephilims are supposedly the children of angels that were banished from the world back in biblical times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, okay.
So I kind of took that creature, and when they were banished, he found a way to exist between worlds, and now he's found a way back. Okay.
Oh, everything would be kind of new, wouldn't it?
And think about it. The clothing, the shoes, nothing is the same. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right. He wouldn't even know what a light switch was. Yeah, you're basic.
Right.
Well, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
You could make it a lot of fun. There's a lot of escalators in Vegas in those casinos. You can make that quite amusing.
Escalators, lights, and music. Clothing is a whole new world. And he has a hard time with zippers. He has a real hard time with zippers.
Now she's going in the direction that I can get with.
There you go. That's funny.
Just
that's
something
funny
about that zipper.
Well, it's not just
yeah,
his
gotta
own, but, you know.
How funny. How funny.
That's funny.
That's good. Okay, who else has a favorite?
Savannah?
Well, it's not a favorite. I only have two characters that I'm responsible
oh
for, a genie and an angel.
Okay,
so
genie, huh? Yeah,
ah,
is the genie like the one from Aladdin, or is this one a lot more serious?
She's serious. She's well, I mean, like the genie in Aladdin, she's a water-based genie, but she's not at the start. Well, she doesn't know she's a genie, so that's going to be fun. And she's blind, so she has different ways of figuring things out, and she's pretty important to the world of Vegas because she ends up being sort of a chess player to get everybody in position so that they can do what they need to do to get this guy from stop snatching souls, and she is involved, maybe romantically, maybe not, with an angel who is the highest-ranking angel in the city. So that will be fun.
Yeah,
that
fun.
That she's actually not the human she thought she was, and there are things called vampires that are actually real, and genies are real, and dragons are real. And
That's a real eye opener for her, huh?
Yeah, in a matter of speaking, yes. So
since she's blind, is she kind of on the idea of the old oracles from a long time ago? A lot of them were blind. Is that kind of on the idea you went with her?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm trying to, she's not, you know, she's not attractive because genies aren't necessarily attractive, and, you know, it helps kind of make her be pretty unassuming because she's blind, she's not, you know, super, super gorgeous, but she's quite powerful, and she grows into the gift that she has and, you know, becomes unlikely allies for several people, so you know, she can't be dismissed.
Right, that sounds interesting.
Well,
sounds like a very interesting character.
Yeah, and very complex
yeah
too. Sounds like a complicated. Yeah,
mm-hmm,
that sounds interesting. Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
She's keeping me on my toes. I'll say that. As is her angel.
So now you guys, you have shapeshifters too. Who writes the shapeshifters?
I have, of course, a wolf. He's mm-hmm actually my second book, and that's called Shameless. And Benjamin Russo is the shifter, and he's also in charge of the fraction. But it's going to be like the name of the book, Shameless. He's gonna do some unconventional things. And I like him. I like the idea that I can be a deviant on paper, mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about somebody judging, because Benjamin is that type. He doesn't care. He mm-hmm notices soulmate, and he's going to do anything and everything to make her
mm-hmm
his own.
Right.
So that's kind of fun. You know,
mm-hmm,
I have like sticky notes all over my office and and my notebook, which I haven't written in a very long time. So with this collaboration, I feel a lot of blessing
mm-hmm
because I'm able to come out of the world that I live in within my own self and be a part of City of Sin. So
mm-hmm
it's fantastic. And like I said, I love Benjamin. And, of course, the first book, Damnation, I love Risto because he
mm-hmm
has some issues, too.
he has some issues, but he's the only person that an angel and a vampire, not himself, will try to save him, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Because he feels like his life is hell anyway, so he doesn't care how he goes out, because he's
mm-hmm.
trying to find out who did something to his adopted brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the reasons he doesn't like Orion, because he doesn't live in Vegas. He's coming back to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And his nemesis is actually the leader of the Fraction, and that's Orion,
wow.
who happens to be
gotcha.
Ursula's character.
Right. Gotcha.
Well, listening to how these stories are going to all flow together, I can imagine
mm-hmm.
some readers getting hooked on the series, reading it, and then all of a sudden they have a trip to Vegas. Can you imagine reading this and be walking down the streets of Vegas at night wondering, who's the vampire?
So cool.
Who's the werewolf?
Right.
Who's
that
the day?
Really cool.
mm-hmm.
Is that tail that belongs to that person a dragon?
Yeah.
Of course they say. The angels and the demons.
Well, my second book is actually going to feature a demon and an angel, which I thought was a cool combination. But I kind of flipped it because usually the guy's always the demon. But in my book, I actually made the female the demon and the male
mm-hmm.
is the golden angel. So I thought
mm-hmm.
that was a nice little twist. To make
yeah,
her
that's
girl be the, you know, because it's always the bad boy meets the right good girl, and
mm-hmm.
she turns him. Well, I have the good boy meaning the bad girl, and he turns
mm-hmm.
her.
I like that. Yeah, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
Well,
you can be bad. Girls can be bad too.
Now,
yeah.
Remember, you can go log on to our Facebook page, City of Sin Collection. And follow along with all the pre-stuff, all
mm-hmm.
the role-playing of the different characters and see what's happening and get interested in them. But also, right now, we have a giveaway going on our Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah, we have
yeah,
a link right here. So everybody's listening, they can go right there and hit that link and go right to your Facebook page.
The Facebook mm-hmm. page, there's a raffle copter giveaway. There's a Amazon gift card, 2 PDF ebooks. And 2 print books.
Oh, wow.
Given. So, yeah, go ahead and sign up. If nothing else, you'll get to know the authors before the series comes out.
Mm-hmm.
That
sounds
wonderful. Like a great idea. That's
yeah.
great. Well, sounds like
yeah.
you ladies really have yourself a wonderful project going here. It sounds like you're having a blast
sure
doing it.
mm-hmm.
Okay, ladies,
it
we're running
fun.
Out of time. Our hour is almost over. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with us? Before Blog Talk shuts us off for the night?
We have 403 likes starting from yesterday in our little meter.
Five yesterday. Yep.
yeah.
No, my
good.
Big thing to make sure we got in there was that giveaway, so I'm good.
Yeah.
yeah.
and the first one is supposed to be available when?
March
pre-order
29th.
Pre-order March 29th.
Pre-order will be available on March the 29th.
Pre-order starts March 29th?
Yeah, and that's after midnight, sort of introduces you to the whole concept of the City of Sin and
mm-hmm.
The characters that dwell in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you ladies thinking of making this into audio also, the series?
Actually,
that's
yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that seems to be very popular now. Lisa and I have talked about doing ours also because people are loving the audiobooks
mm-hmm.
now.
I've got 5 books in audio now. And I have one.
Okay.
I'm just ready to put in the audio production. So, yeah,
yep.
I would definitely highly recommend
audio
books.
Do you Do you do your own audiobooks, or do you hire someone to do the audio?
I would not be able to do it justice. Yeah, I hire a producer, a narrator. I just go through ACX. Mm-hmm. They're very, very good. And you can hire a producer, and they produce the whole thing for you. You know, you send them the manuscript, and they audition. So you get to choose the voice that you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I listen to audiobooks because God knows I have no time to actually read a book because I'm busy writing. So while I'm doing my chores around the house, or if I'm working out, I listen to an audiobook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're so convenient. They're very convenient, and everybody is so busy these days with their lives that it's the best option. It really is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, my favorite audiobook is the car.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people, they commute to work, you know, like an hour one way. And, you know, they'll say instead of just listening to the radio, they listen to their book going to work and listen to it coming home. And fills up their time when they're driving with something that they feel is more productive than just listening to whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
by the time they get home, they say they're too tired to read.
Yeah, no, there is a market for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, ladies, we are about out of time. You don't have anything else you want to say, Lisa and I want to thank you. Check out
the
website.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's
thank you.
Pleasure.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Oh, hey, anytime. I'll have that video ready, Lisa, and send it over, link over to you, and that way you can use that for your promoting also. Hopefully that will get your likes up even more. But everybody, go on their website, go on their Facebook page, and sign up for those contests. That sounds like a good deal. We've got the links right here. And, ladies, we just really want to thank you for coming on tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Great being here.
Well, we appreciate you coming, and I guess that's a wrap for the night.
And people say,
thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, well, we have one more show for our Blog Talk experience, and then Lisa and I will be doing the podcast. So join us here next Thursday evening, and we'll have our regular show, regular time. So anything else you want to add to it, Lisa?
No, a great show, and I thank the ladies for coming on, and talk to y'all next week.
Oh, I know. They did. It was a lot of fun. I tell you what, I can check out that. It just sounds like it's going to be a great series. It really
does. It sounds very interesting. Certainly does.
Okay, well, Lisa, I'll talk to you in a while. So have a good one, everybody.
All right.
We'll see you here next week. Good night.
Night.